Hello, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'm Welsh Horvitt, and I'd like to talk just briefly today about doc droppers. That's www.docdroppers.org. The site was set up as a wiki of the Digital Dog Pound to not only function as a repository, but also to showcase hacking-related information. Of course, the site is primarily for the community, but as a public webpage, it's also serving as an ambassadorial page to those who may be researching hacking and its culture. So articles range anywhere from programming tutorials to caffeine. The content is inclusive of anything and everything related to hacking, really. Amongst articles on phreaking, Linux how-tos, and custom antennas, you'll also find some more obscure articles. For example, bios of some not-so-famous, but just as noteworthy hackers, social engineering techniques, and even military jamming procedures. It's all there, and more is always welcome. If you're just stopping by to check out the page, I would recommend using the random page link on the navigation menu. Hopefully you'll stumble upon something that you may not have even realized is of interest to you. Doc Droppers is contributed to and maintained by members of the community. Over the years there have been so many contributors it would be impossible to thank everyone in the time allotted. This, however, by no means diminishes the gratitude or appreciation of everyone's efforts. Anyone who wishes to contribute an article, regardless of which particular community you may belong to, if any, may do so by simply registering at docdroppers.org and following the directions on how to submit in the help section. Word to the wise, though, please do register as MediaWiki will otherwise display your IP address. DocDroppers is a not-for-profit page, so you may choose your work to be licensed under the appropriate GNU or Creative Commons license. This is done simply by tagging the end of the article. You need not worry if the essay that you wrote for class or the manual you wrote for your coworkers is appropriate for the site or not. It's an edited site, so in the event that something is not quite appropriate, it will simply be removed. So there's no risk in submitting. As mentioned before, the site employs MediaWiki, and because our articles may be revised by multiple persons, and in some cases outright corrected, there is a degree of assurance as to the integrity of content. If you're just beginning to explore the hacking world, much like myself, I'm sure you can appreciate the importance of accurate information. The MediaWiki setup also allows articles to be easily searchable as well as categorized, and this is especially useful if you're looking for information on specific subject matter in a hurry. As of late, docdroppers.org has also been functioning as a sanctuary of sorts. There are some people on Wikipedia who have been somewhat, let's just say they've been somewhat over-revisionist in their views of what is notable enough to be considered a Wikipedia article and what is not. Apparently, a large amount of hacking history is not notable. In a time when the common media is tarnishing the meaning and history of hacking, to have the positive aspects omitted from a repository like Wikipedia is especially disheartening. The rejected articles must be preserved, so rather than battling for consensus, we've simply been moving the articles over to DocDroppers one by one. If you would like to help in this process, there are also detailed instructions in the DocDroppers help section. Regardless of your contribution, your assistance would be greatly appreciated. And speaking of contributions to the community, if you would like to record your own episode of HPR, you may do so by visiting www.hackerpublicradio.org and clicking on the link that says contribute. Thank you for listening and have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.